I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The top U.S. envoy in Africa is warning of Bosnia-style ethnic cleansing in Kenya. MNN's been corresponding with a pastor who says his house was set on fire because he's from the same clan as the country's president. A World Bible Translation Center worker is also being affected, says Dave Stringham.
She lives in Nakuru, and this is one of the areas where they have had such major unrest recently. Her family is basically having to stay indoors. They've had church burnings and all these things.
WBTC is translating their easy-to-read Bible into Swahili. With leaders depending on Swahili to unify tribal groups, their Bible could have an impact. Next, Bible Pathway Ministry has had a great response to their January devotional. Al Joslin says they feel the uncertain global climate, whether wars or economies, is leading people back to God's Word. Joslin says that's good because today's easy access to world affairs also means greater responsibility for Christians. Reading through the entire Bible helps us understand the world and
how we can effectively work to bring God's transformation to it. God's word transforms people, and people transformed means a transformed world.
And at the Cure International Hospital in Kabul, Afghanistan, doctors are giving mothers and their babies a chance for life. With one of the highest maternal and infant mortality rates in the world, Afghan women need experienced medical help. Cure's Kabul medical team is responding. $200 helps sponsor a nurse for an entire month in their neonatal intensive care unit. As a faith-based organization, Cure shares their hope in Christ and provides help for the hopeless. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio's making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.